Sukkis, Tavshin Memtes. So the Gemara says like this in Sukkah. Omar Rav Sheish Mishru B'Akiva Minan Latzi Sukkah Shasurim Kol Shiva. How do you know that they are Surim Kol Shiva? Talmud Lo Yomar Chag Sukkah Shiva Siyomim Lashem. V'tan Rabbi Yehuda B'Seir Oime Keshem Shechal Shem Shomayim Al HaChagiga Kach Chal Shem Shomayim Al HaSukkah Shenemar Chag Sukkah Shiva Siyomim Lashem Ma Chag Lashem Av Sukkah Lashem. Okay, so this is the Isur that there is Chal Shem Shomayim Al HaChagiga. There is a Isur, the same Isur there is a Isur Kochim on the Korban, so there is a Isur on the Sukkah because the Sukkah is compared to Chag. Rashi explains, and Rashi was a Maschil Al HaChagiga. Shal Mechagiga Shem Shomayim Chalalim, Shal Mechagiga Shem Shomayim, Le Osran De HaOsr Be'ano Ad L'Achar Aktor HaSeimurim. Until after the insides of the korban get burned, and then the bailim eat it, and the Loshon Rashi is the following. Continues Rashi, and he says, and he says like the Shal Mechagiga Ad L'Achar Aktor HaSimurim, and Rashi continues, it says, Zochu Be'u Basarocha Mishulchan Gavoha, that they are Zoich Mishulchan Gavoha, Keved Adoit El Mipras Rabbi. Now, the Poshe Pshat is that here is Mamish HaYisur Korban. There is a Yisur Korban that's Chal on the Sukkah, the same way there's Chal on the Chagiga. To the point that the Rashba in Be'a Daf Lamed asks, and he says, according to Abai, that the Tnai, any Boidel, doesn't help. He asks, why doesn't help? He says, folly. V'chad, tell us, l'das, k'di, v'in ken, afilu svirali, k'suka, k'dusha saguf, even if Sukkah has the same Yisur of k'dusha saguf, kol shiva, midikisha, kosov lechag, we know that Abai says that at night doesn't help to prevent this, the Kedush from Michal. We have the aloha is that if you say, I makdish the first 30 days as a noila, and then after 30 days is shlomim, it works because you could define how the Kedush is Michal. So he asks, how can you not make at night that the Kedush is not Michal? The same way you could make a kedusha on a korban, you should be able to make a kedusha on the sukkah because he holds the two are the same. And Rabbi Elchanan goes and explains, even though the kedusha is a korban, the person is the one who puts the kedusha. Masha inke the kedusha of the sukkah, a person makes a sukkah and a kedush bochu puts the kedusha. The Rashba is of the view, the same way that I define the kedusha on a korban, how long it should be or what kind of kedusha should it be. Here in the sukkah, since I define what kind of a sukkah it should be, the kedusha that's chal is a derivative of the shem sukkah. So the Rashba says the same way by a korban I could define, by a sukkah I could define also. Even though by sukkah the kedusha is chal mitzad kedush bochu, not mitzad us. But you see beferush that it is according to Rashba, it's mamish kedusha's korban onto the sukkah, and the terutz of The Rashba answers, that the Hekesh is not only Kedushas Chagiga, but Mamish to Korban Chagiga. Ma Chagiga, Yev Shalah Leachar Shechol Le Kedusha Chiti Poka Kedusha, the same way by Chagiga, it cannot, after the Kedusha is Chal, it cannot change. Afate Sukkah can, Sukkah have the same Aloha, that even though technically by other Korbanas you could change, not by Chagiga, since you cannot change by Chagiga, not by a host, by Sukkah you cannot change either. So the on the Yontem, the Siman Hey explains the following. What it means to say is the following. What it means to say is that Dafka by Korban Nedova, that you are the one created the Kedusha, there you could shape and decide what kind of Kedusha you want. But on a Korban Choiva, like Chagiga, you cannot define. And therefore Sukkah, according to Abai, is the same din of a Korban Choiva. But you see, Beferush is again a korban choiva, and it's mamash kedusha as a korban. The question is, says the Beis, there's the famous on the Yontev in Siman Mem Tes. It says, if that is the case, to use the sukkah shalom mokom mitzvah should be a isur hanoah, the same isur that you have on anos a korban that you cannot have the benefit from the korban for your own private use, you cannot have from the sukkah. Says, well, therefore, when the Mishnah says that when it's raining, you have a din of hedyot, and you should not sin, there's no schar to sit in the sukkah, says the onigyotiv should be a isur, because if there is no mitzvah, you're actually using the sukkah sheloi b'makom mitzvah, and it should be asur. Even though technically you could argue that bishas when it's raining is the pshat that is not a sukkah anymore, but he holds not. It is a sukkah, just in the amikai of the mitzvah. If it's a sukkah, you cannot use it. It says, Bishlava, if you passel the sukkah, if you put a shlak on top, once you put the shlak, you bevatal shem sukkah, there is no isur anoa. However, if the sukkah is still kosher, and then we don't think that the isur is like isur muktzeh, that the only time is osur. It's like there's a toisis in Shabbos, that the pshat is if you take it away from the mitzvah, because if you love from the korban, it's mamshe isur anoa. So it should be osur. And he says that the same idea should be the following. A woman that's potter, if Bishlava, if he holds Noshim, even by a korban, right? It should be told in the Shiloh of Noshim, Somuchus Rishu, so now Somuchus can be Somuch on a korban or not. That's only according to the man that Enam Somuchus Rishu, that you're not allowed to use a korban. How can you allow the sukkah? So Bishlava, he says, if you go to with your husband, with the husband, so at least that's Teshu Kindadur for the husband. Ah, the Gemara says by Hildi Amalka that she had a sukkah. Perhaps it was her sukkah. The idea is that it was a sukkah shalom mitzvisa because of her sukkah. Ah, it says that she sat with her children. That's fine because the children were ktanim, the nakal. But for Aisha Pnuya, it should be also to use the sukkah. It's a sukkah shalom b'moko mitzvah. If you're not doing a mitzvah, you don't. Bishlama, by korbonas, if there is noisha somuches reshus, that there is a inyan of smicha that you're allowed to because you do a mitzvah, that's fine. But by a sukkah, that you don't mean do a mitzvah because the mitzvah session is mangroma, and for sure, could mandoma, the noshim enam somuches reshus, you should not be allowed to go and sit in the sukkah. Shaloi b'moko mitzvah, and you should not be allowed to sit in the rain. So the stiper says, lechoyera, that is a very big chidush of the Onig Yontov. Because it's mashma that you could use. There is a Gemara, the Gemara in Sukkah says that one person told Rav Ashi that the Eved put a towel to dry in the Sukkah. The Gemara says Rav Ashi told him, take it out, because if you leave it there, people are going to think that you could be Mesakech B'dov Mekabal Tuma. But how can you put clothing to dry in the Sukkah? Lechoyera, you are Mishtamesh B'Sukkah. Bishlama, if you do it B'derech, which is part of the mitzvah that you're doing it and you're using it for the mitzvah, that's fine. But to put clothing to dry, that should be also. And the Gemara says, Rav Ashi told me to take it out just because people should not assume that you've been sacked with a Kabbal Tuma. Why didn't he say? Now, somebody showed him hold that perhaps this was done before Yontif, right? So then there's no Isur. But the only, but Stavra says, the Mashu of the Gemara, if you saw so many of it showing, but it was Yontif. Besides that, the Gemara by Tavi Avodah Shel Ben Gamliel. The Gemara says Tavi Avodah Shel Ben Gamliel, except underneath the bed. So the Machloek is Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda holds that here's a raya that the sukkah is kosher, right? That you could sit under the bed, even though Tavi is potter than sukkah. So you see, Beferjim, he could. And even according to Rabbi Shimon, who holds that the sukkah is mafsik, that the bed is mafsik. So and he sat underneath the bed because of why? Because there was no mitzvah, but he still has an offering that fanois. And Machloek is showing him if the tfano is a schal shem shamayim al sukkah, not shit, as a Rambam is a schal shem shamayim al sukkah. So how can Tavi Avdu Shel Ben Gamliel? And now don't tell me that Tavi Avdu Shel Ben Gamliel, the only reason he sat in the sukkah is because he was helping Rabban Gamliel, so is it Teshu Kintaduru? Because the Yerushalmi asks, why does he sit in the sukkah since he's sleeping under the bed? Anyway, you don't sleep outside the sukkah. And the Yerushalmi answers, because he wanted to listen to the Chachomim. One second, if you wanted to listen to the Chachomim, that doesn't make any sense. If you wanted to listen to the Chachomim, so he's not helping. If he's not helping, he should be actually also to do that. So how can he do it? And the Yerushalmi also asks, the Yerushalmi himself asks that why didn't he sit outside of the sukkah? Because the reason why he had to sit under the bed, because it would have been a lot of uncomfortable, there were too many people in the sukkah. Why doesn't Yerushalmi say? It's like, you cannot go out of the sukkah because you're mishtamesh b'sukkah. Elal kochach, such a thing doesn't exist. And the question is, why not? Why is the only yont of right? If you're not mishtamesh lo b'mokom mitzvah, why shouldn't this be a isur hanon? Now, if you pay attention to Rashi, Rashi says the following. Rashi says, Shal mechagiga shal shamayim chalaleim losam ad lachar aktor ha-semurim, until after the aktor ha-semurim. And the Pell is because by Kodesh Kodoshim, the idea is that the only time there is Me'ila is only until the zrika after the zrika there isn't. And by kochim kalim, there is the isur meila, which is machloek older shem hold there is a isur meila mina toira, is only until zrika. Why does Rashi hold until haktora semurim? Now, clearly you cannot eat before the haktora semurim, but that's a separate isur. Now, Toisus shita is that that's not called a matir. It's tam an isur to eat before haktora semurim, but that's not the isur kochim that there is the isur meila. It's not the isur meila. Nothing to do with that. So why Rashi doesn't say is the isur meila until zrika? Why does Rashi say is the isur meila until haktora semurim? Now, Al Korcha must be the Rashi learns like Shita Saraba, the Aktora Saimurim is a matir. Despite the fact that if he's lost or if it's destroyed, the Imurim you're allowed to eat. So it can be a matir, but as long as it's there, it has a din of matir. And the Yisr of the Sukkah is eating before this matir. Even though it's not technically a Yisr Meila, because the Yisr Meila is Nifka. When by the Zrika. So why does Rashi stress the Aktora Seimurim? So the Klichemda is bedaik very nicely. I will see a little different. Rabbi Yoshi may ask this question, but I'm going to give a terrace which is a little different. And that's the Klichemda's terrace. The Klichemda says, look at Rashi. Rashi says like this. It's like Aktil, because Kochim is only Mutar Acher Aktora Seimurim. And he says, the Zohu Bu Bosarocha, because after the Aktora Seimurim, people, the Bailim Azoiche, Mishulchan Gavoa Ke'ever Noitim Pirabo. But does he have to say that? He should say, Kochim are also until Aktora Seimurim. This Isur is the Isur Asuka. So, as the, says the Klichem, the Rashi is telling you something else, and I'm going to be Masbir Lechoira. Rashi is trying to bavorn, what's the Isur? The Isur is not the Tzchal in the Sukkah, the Isur Me'ila before Zrika, or the Isur Me'ila, or the Isur, any Isur to eat before Aktora Seimurim. The sukkah is doimed to the korban after Haktora Seimurim. Because the reason why Haktora Seimurim is a matir, even though, like Tosei asks one second, if you don't have a murim, you don't need it. So why is it a matir? So Rashi says because achilas abaylim, it is an extension of Haktora Seimurim. Haktora Seimurim is that you burn the offerings of the Mizbeach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says you burn part of the offering. The rest of it is eaten by the baylim. So it's not the pshat is that once you burn the offering, that's it. Now it's mutar. That's not. The fourth is that everything needs to be burned. Haktora Seimurim is the beginning of the burning, and everybody else is eating as part of the achilas hamizbeach. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you eat ke'evel hanoitel pras mipi rabo. You are eating from the mizbeach. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave ahead, and he gave the murim. The murim, the pshat is the entire korban has to be burned. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, only burn the insides of the korban, which is the imurim, basically the intestines and etc. And the rest of it, instead of being burned, the achilas abizbeach is done through bailim. Because the zoch by him, the Loshon Rashi is, the zochu boser hochi mishulchan gavoya. You are eating mishulchan gavoya. Kevel hanoitel pras mipi raboy. Vos mentos, it means that the yisur the Rashi says in the sukkah is the same yisur that if you have a korban, you cannot be mastered, you can't destroy it. Why can't you destroy it? Because the halacha is that you have to eat it. And you're eating as part of eating from the Mizbeach. Ochlu mishulchan gavoah. Sukkah is the same thing. Sukkah is like a korban. The pshat is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's his dira. You, when we do, we live in the sukkah because HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed us to live with him. The same way the achilas abaylim, blibes like achilas abizbeach, and you cannot do anything else that takes it away from the achilas abaylim. The deer of the sukkah is the deer of Chal Shem Shomayim Aleah, and therefore you cannot do anything that takes away from the deer. And the Stabler says, that's the word. As long as you live in the sukkah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, live with me, and this is what I gave you. The only issue is if you break away from the Dira Sasuka, but you don't need to make the mitzvah. The pshat is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you, I'm giving you the allowance to live with me. And if you do that, you get a mitzvah. So it's not the pshat is that the mitzvah is the matir. The matir is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like achilas abizbeach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says achilas abaylim, blibe like achilas abizbeach. The sukkah is Dira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Dira Shomayim. You are living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are living with God. As long as we are doing the Dira, that's fine. So as long as we do something which is living in the Sukkah, even though there's no mitzvah because it's raining or because a woman, it doesn't matter. The pshat is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed us, enabled to live in the sukkah as if we are living with him. So it doesn't take it away from him. This is what he's doing. So Bimela says this type, but there's no difference. As long as you're doing diras asuka, even if there's no mitzvah, it's mutar, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed. The same way achilas HaKorban is like achilas HaMizbeach, diras asuka is like living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if there's no mitzvah. The only time that there will be a issue, if you do something to the sukkah usage, which takes away from the diras, if you bring a garbage can to the sukkah, then you can make the sukkah unusable. That's not derech dira. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never told you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only allowed you. That's why the Isur says says the klichemda. The emes ke de muter b'achilas ano. So what's the pshat? Rak sheyish bo kedushas chagiga. The kedushas chagiga. The osur behefsid. You cannot be mafsid or b'shar anoes. But anos achila. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says you are oichel mishulchan gavo like the mizbeach. The same way is the sukkah. The sukkah is nothing. It's also as long as you do the diras sukkah, you're leaving the Kodesh Bohu, you're not taking away the Kedusha from the Kodesh Bohu. The only question is, now it makes a lot of sense, but the question is, what does it have to do with Shem Shamayim Chalal Sukkah? It has nothing to do with Shem Shamayim. It's a Kedusha that the dira is miyuched to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you take it away, HaKadosh Baruch Hu never allowed it. This is miyuchat to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like a korban is miyuchat to the Mizbeach. What does it have to do with Shem Shamayim Chalal Sukkah? That's question number one. Question number two, if you follow the Rashba continues and says like this, V'oid kashali, hade kaimalan sukkas ganbach v'sukkas rashba. There are two kinds of sukkas. There is a sukkah of ganbach, which is goyim, noshim. People are not chayv in sukkah, but they do a sukkah litzel. Or sukkas rakbash. Sukkah rakbash are sukkas done by people who use the sukkah as some kind of bar chiyuv, but they're not doing for the mitzvah of sukkah, they're doing it for their job. They're the roim, they are shepherds, and they do it. Is kshera. Fact the Rashba. Lama chayel aliyah kedusha kol shiva. Why is the kedusha shchal? V'chi b'pnei shenichna zeh sham v'ochol sham pamachas. You think that by going once and eating, o yoshan sham tochol aliyah kedusha? V'hi lo nasas l'shem kedusha shuka. The sukkah is not done l'shem kedusha. Why is it chal the kedusha shuka? And he says, "V'efshar b'sukas gambach v'rakbash k'sukas dalman." Says Rashba, perhaps sukas gambach and sukas rakbash doesn't have kedusha. So the Gurad Yehuda, which Rav Nachum Zema's son, says the following. Here, from this Rashba, you see something givaldic. That what makes the kedusha to be chal in the sukkah, you have to be meichel kedusha the same way that in a korban, you have to make the sukkah l'shem sukkah. Now, the klichemda is medayik from the Rashba that perhaps the Gurad Yehuda is not right. Perhaps sitting in the sukkah only helps. What the Rashba says, "Rak mitchenichna sham v'ochal sham pamachas." If you eat and you eat only once, or you sleep there, that is not chal, because perhaps you have to eat and be koveya the dira by achila l'shem shivas yomim, and by your, that's why he says pamachas. If you sit there only for once, that's not chal. But if you sit there for, if you make a kvius for 7 days, you're turning it into a dira. Only the Rashba is saying if you sleep there, doesn't do it, even though it's a chiyuv. And he explains according to the Rogachov. The Rogachov says the Gemara in Eruvin says the Ikar Dira is established through eating. That's why Eruv is done through eating. So perhaps you could establish the Dira, but you need to establish the Dira to allow the Kedusha to be Chal. And how do you establish that Kedusha? By making it for 7 days, for eating, and for sleeping, it doesn't help. So therefore, if you have a sukkah of sleeping, a sleeping sukkah, if you didn't build it l'shem sukkah, if you just decide to use it for 7 days for sleeping, there's no kedusha to be chal because you're not giving a shem dira. The shem dira is done either by building or by establishing davka l'gabi achila. Taki dachinam b'dibishtabur ha'soi paskens. He quotes the Rashba and he says, when the Rashba is mashma only asiyas l'shem sukkah, and Sharatzion he says, but the Rashba is mashma, the tachila is also koveya, only achilas akra is not koveya. He's not made like the klichemda. And then when he brings later, like the Magen Avraham, he passes that you don't need asiya l'shem sukkah, yeshiva l'shem sukkah can establish the shem dira. He says, midayta denafshe, establish the shem dira is only if you koveya an achila for shivas yom. If you koveya as your dira for 7 days, then the kedusha is chal. Beferush, what he says in Magen Avraham, the Kli Chemda says, is very meduyek from Rosh Hashanah Rashba, that only if you sit be'akrai for once, and even the Be'asharatzid is also be'daik, then the Kedusha is not Kal. However, if you make the Kedusha for Achila, for 7 days, you establish Hashem Dira, only the sleeping doesn't establish Hashem Dira. But you need to establish Hashem Dira to be able to be Chal the Sukkah. Now, says the Gurar Yehuda, but here you see another raya. You see, Beferush, that if you have a Sukkah without Kedusha, which is Sukkah's Ganbach and Sukkah Krakshbas, you still Yoitzeh the Mitzvah. Because there is a Sukkah with Kedusha that you could have, which is Shem Shomayim Chala Sukkah. However, the Rashba allows for Sukkahs which are called Sukkahs De'alma, which are kosher, but they have no Kedusha, which was not done L'Shem Sukkah, and without there was no Yeshiva L'Shem Sukkah. That's what you got with the tainess. Now, says the Kli Chemda, even though you're Yoitze, if you look at the Gemara in the door, the Gemara in the door establishes somebody who doesn't want to do Sukkah, when he loses the Lashon Sukkah Ein Yoitze. Why doesn't he say Ein Yoitze Sukkah? Why does he put the subject before Sukkah Ein Yoitze? So says, and that's the case that indeed is the ultimate mitzvah, which means that if you don't want to do it, Maki Moisa Setenafsha, there is enforcement to enforce you to do the mitzvah, and we hit you until you die, or you become the mitzvah. Why does it change that the subject comes before the verb? And it says because it's the Ramban in Parshas Yisro. The Ramban in Parshas Yisro says the mitzvah's esse is the only thing that there's no punishment in this world, right? That there's no defined punishment, and there's no defined enforcement. Says the Ramban, the only time you force somebody, there is an enforcement, Maki Moisa Setech Tzenafsha, that we hit him until he dies or until he fulfills the mitzvah, is only if he's not doing the mitzvah because of a rebellion, because of a disregard to the mitzvah by Amoiret. If he doesn't do the mitzvah because he doesn't have the time, or he doesn't do it because he doesn't have the desire, we can't enforce. So says the that's what the Mishnah says. The only time is called transgressing on the mitzvah, that indeed that you actually enforce it, Maki Moche Tzitzinavshari, if he says Sukkah in Yoise. Meaning, is a guy, if he says, I don't want to sit in the Sukkah, he can enforce it because maybe he thinks it's too cold, maybe he doesn't have the patience, maybe anything else. So that's a Shem Taiva, we don't enforce. But if he says Sukkah in Yoise, means I'm sitting in the Sukkah, but I'm not Koviya Kedusha Sukkah. I'm doing the Sukkah, but I don't want Kedusha Sukkah. On that, Maki Moitza Tetez Nafsha. That's why Sukkah in Yoisa. Nafsha in Yoisa Sukkah. I do a Sukkah, but a Sukkah, I'm not making it. So you see something amazing, that even though you're Yoitza or Sukkah Rakbash, and you're Yoitza or Sukkah Gambach, but what it says here is that you cannot, if you don't do it, if you don't bring the Kedusha, Maki Moitza Tetez Nafsha, which comes something very odd, that if you don't do the mitzvah at all, no problem, you can't enforce you. But if you're willing to do the mitzvah and you're not willing to go ahead and to establish Kedusha, even though you're yoitze the mitzvah, makim oicha tzeis nafshoi. And the question is why? 1 second, there is a mitzvah and there's no Kedusha. Why? What's the chashivus of the mitzvah? How can you have a kosher sukkah without Kedusha if it's so important to have the Kedusha? And why is the Kedusha needs to be established? Why is that the Kedusha that's chal memela? Why is the Odom is the one who has established the Kedusha? To answer all of this, I want to go into Shara Kavonis, what the Ari says in Shara Kavonis. Ari says in Shara Kavonis the following, in Drush Dalet. V'ata nevar tzura sasuka atzba vedinim shebo, hini amru bagimora kam mini sukkas. There are several sukkas, sukkas ganbach and sukkas rakbash, v'shoresh kulam eina rak shloisha, but in essence, there are only 3 sukkas. And he says they are sukkah. If you look at the Pasuk says always Sukkahs, Bach Sukkahs, Teshuvah Sivas Yomim, always says Sukkahs, and the Gemara is Medaik, it says Sukkahs without Vav. It's written Sukkahs. The only time, so they're twice written in the Pasuk, Bach Sukkahs, Teshuvah Sivas Yomim, Kiba Sukkahs. So it's always been, always Sukkahs without Vav. There is only one time that says Sukkahs with a Vav Leman Yidu Doi Seichem Kiba Sukkah Yisrael Shavt Yis Bnei Yisrael. The Gemara is Medayik here, twice is written Choser, one is written Mole. Says the Ari, because there are 3 types of Sukkahs. Sukkahs Rakbash, Sukkahs Ganbach, Sukkahs which are Choser. The Sukkah Mleya with a Vav is the Sukkah that Shem Shomayim Chal La Sukkah. because Sukkah begimatria sin samech vov chofei is begimatria 91, which is the Zohar says is the Sukkah of Havaye and Adlus. Havaye is 26, Adlus is 85, and this is the Sukkah, which is the Sukkah Hashlema. Now says the Gro explains, the pasuk says Vashem Beichal Kotri, Hashem, the Havaye is Beichal Kotri, sits on the palace, sits hidden in the palace. Heichal is Begimatra 65, which is Shem Adus. Adus is the palace that hides Shem Havaye. That's why in the Sukkah is Samech Hei, which is 65, and inside is Chavov, Sukkah. So that's Basukkoi Soishavti with Avov. Now the Chishuk Shloim in the Gemara already says the Sukkah Mole with Avov is 95. But it says all over Sukkah is written, the word Sukkah alone is written without the Vov. The only time it says Sukkah with a Vov is on the Posuk that says, there's a Posuk in Tehillim, and the Posuk in Tehillim says, the Cheshek Shlomo says, even though the word Sukkah is only written one time in Tanakh, Vayi b'sholem sukkah u'b'nose b'tzirin. And that's what the Pasuk says, Vayi b'sholem sukkah, and sukkah u'b'sholem u'b'nose b'tzirin, nosed lo, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu comes back. Then will be a sukkah sholem, and now sukkah is not sholem. But they're really saying, no, you're right, the word sukkah alone is not, but the sukkah with a vav is sukkahs. Leman yidu doro yisechim ki basukkah yisei shafti. That sukkah has a vav, and that's the vav that turns the word sukkah into 91. What's the pshat in Dari? The pshat there is the following. What's the Havaya Adus? Havaya is the word Kodesh Baruch Hu lemala min ha-teva, and Adus is the Kodesh Baruch Hu betoch ha-teva, at Kodesh Baruch Hu in this world. The Sukkah is a combination of both. It's a Sukkah which relates that we do our ishtadlus, we build the Sukkah, but at the same time we are exposed, we are vulnerable to Kodesh Baruch Hu. The idea is a combination of the feeling of betochim and ishtadlus, that we do our ishtadlus. Look at the Sukkah, right? The Sukkah has to be tzilsev rubo mechab. So we have to build a roof to protect ourselves. But the roof has to leave a room for vulnerability. It allows to rain. Or you have to be able to see the stars from it. The idea is that the Sukkah is a protection that we do, but at least we create a vulnerability. The idea is that we're living with a Kodesh Baruch Hu, is the feeling that we never try to cross every T and dot every I. The Nochash was given the ability to never have a worry. Why? Because she goes, like the Gemara in Chulin says, Afar toich mikol emei chayayich, you eat, offer all your life. The pshat is that you never have to worry about anything. Oila, lagag, machol haima, yored es dachotze, malchol haima. She has food, no matter where she goes, she doesn't have to worry. But that's the Nochash. And says the Chiddush Arim, that's the klolas of Nochash. Because the Nochash created the world of confusion, of separation. We want to be connected, to be living with God. The Sukkah is that. Is the dira that combines Havaye lemala min ha-teva, which is the idea of the vulnerability that we are in the hands of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, with our ishtadlus betoch ha-teva, which is building the schach. So we build the schach and we leave room for error. People always are in life, always trying to cross every T and dot every I to basically feel safe. And the Sukkah says we want to live with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That is Havaye Adus. That's the Gematria Tzadik Aleph, which is the Gematria of Omen. There's a Brocha, we are Mikabel, we accept it. That's the Sukkah with a Vav, which is a concept of connection, that we are connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu, that we are living with Him. That's why Sukkah is Tzadik Aleph. But says the Chishek Shlomo, lost in love with this will be obvious. That's why the Pasuk says, Vayi b'sholem Sukkah. You know when the Sukkah will be obvious? Be'nose b'tzir, the Kodesh Baruch Hu come and lost it lovely. Today, the Pasuk says is Sukkah Choser. You could have a Sukkah, either someone who does ishtadlus and he feels that he's God, or he does and he constantly wants to live in a miracle. Only ishtadlus or only bitochim. That's Sukkah's Rakbash and Sukkah's Ganbach. The Gemara says, what's the chisor of the Sukkah's goyim and noshim? They're not b'nei chiyuvah. They are mekablim, they don't feel any obligation. It's the people who live b'derech ha-teva. That is a Sukkah without Kedusha. It's a Sukkah of Ishtablus. And then there is the Sukkah of the Roim, the ones which are the Roim, the people who have a Sukkah, they're Jewish, But the Gemara says, you know, the Chisornis is not Kvua. It's not a Sukkah that's Kvua. One time here, one time is there. If you want to live in the world of miracles and looking for miracles, is not Kvua. That's a Sukkah without Kedusha. The Sukkah with Kedusha is the Sukkah says the Ari, that's the Sukkah with a Vov, which is Havayados, that we combine Bitochen and Ishtados zusammen, together. That is the Sukkah which Shem Shomayim. What's Shem Shomayim? Where's Chala Sukkah? This is the Shem Shomayim. So that's why it's Givaldik. The Kedusha is that we're living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The same way the Korban we eat from the Mizbeach. This is exactly the Kedusha Sukkah. That we are living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu together, the Vav. And this is a function of our understanding. Leman yedu dorei seichem ki basukah zoshavti. If you remember, if you work on yourself, then indeed you're going to experience the sukkah with above. That's why the sukkah with above is not a function of the sukkah itself, it's the function of what we make out of the sukkah. So that's why the Shem Shamayim Challah Sukkah says the Rashba is not automatically. We've got to make the Shem Shamayim to be Challah Sukkah. That's why sukkah with above automatically is only lost in love. Today is Leman Yidu Dorei Sechem Ki Basukah Zoshavti. That's why the Shulchan Aruch starts. Leman Yidu Dorei Sechem Ki Basukah Zoshavti Bnei Yisrael Eilu Anon Yaakov. It says the Rambam, it says Mishabura, why the Shulchan Aruch starts with this halacha? It's a simen Shulchan Aruch. It says because there is a mitzvah to live in the sukkah, but there's a special mitzvah in the sukkah to know exactly what you're doing by sitting. So says Rashmi, you could be yoiter, like the Shulchan says, you could be yoiter the sukkah. But if you want to be a sukkah, which is Shem Shomayim Chala Sukkah, is understand the message of the sukkah, which is sukkahs with a vov, with the tzir of Havayados. So Emil is givaldik, says the Rashma, the omitzos of sukkah is that we are eating from the Mizbeach, ke'evel hanoite b'prus rabo, we are living with God. In the realization that no matter what hishtados we have to rely on bitochen. We have to realize that there is room for error. Like the book that we always mention with this dance with chance, that in this world you cannot, there is such a thing of fallacy of control. If you believe that you're being controlled, you're living world which is not real. You have to realize that you leave room to live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are eating ke'evel hanoite b'pi zraboi. But this is not a kedusha that comes automatically. That's a kedusha that we have to make it happen. Leman yidu dorei seichem, so says the Rashba, that's not chal. But that's ikar sukkah. You could build a sukkah, but if you have no kedusha, you could be a sukkah's rakbash or a sukkah's ganbach. A sukkah's rakbash, a sukkah's ganbach, a sukkah's goyim. There's a sukkah that people who are not chiyuva, they feel that in this world we live and is all bederach hateva. Or you could have a sukkah that believes that the world is all miracles, but that's loy kviya. The only kviyus that we have when you mitzvah of the two, which is the mitzvah sasuka, and that's the ultimate kedusha. And says l'klichem that if you don't want to get the message, even though you could be yoitze, but makim oitzot tzeitze nafsho, meaning you're going to get enough makis as tzeitze nafsho to realize that the message of life is this combination of hayavai adus, which is the experience of the sukkah.